thanks, everybody. And thanks for listening in on the latest edition of the Practice Profit Accelerator podcast. Yes, we're relabeling this bad boy because, let's face it, what we're doing here on this monthly basis, Scott, powerful stuff. And so it's important to make sure that we elevate what we're doing, put it in context, because today we're going to be launching some really cool topics that I believe are going to be wonderful for the team to be able to experience a portion of what we're just coming off of, which is our annual doctor retreat in the beautiful landscape of the mountains in Montana, and building on that momentum, because I would have to say the feedback has been greatest event we've ever hosted. The power and the momentum that's come from it has been incredible. And so it only makes sense. Let's begin to recreate some of that experience within the walls of the practice, help aid our doctors. And for those, you know, who weren't in attendance, who can experience a little bit of it too. So what do you think? Does that sound like a good plan to you?
I mean, it's a beautiful plan. Why not? You know, it's a special place, and it's a place meaning not the geography, but the environment that we create, and credit to all the people who attend. And, you know, it's a secret society at the end of the day. And, you know, I'm proud of you for laying out the topic. I'm always hesitant because, you know, there's more left out than let in. And, you know, we pride ourselves on that. So I don't use those strange letter symbols that people use in text, the new form of fake conversation. But, you know, people are going to be missing out by hearing all these things. But at least we can give them a little taste.
Well, sounds good. Well, one of the, what I appreciated is we focused on, you know, Montana being this location where lots of opportunity there over, you know, lifetimes before us, mining for the treasures. And we really focused on accounting for the treasures that we have in life as well as, obviously, in our practice, and so that we can appreciate, like, all that we have, all of the opportunities, which are far greater than any of us are even aware of, because, you know, we run these busy lives, don't always take them into account, although today we're going to do that. And so what I'd like to do is, you know, let's say we're in the last quarter of the year, 80 days, can you believe it? 80, 80 days left in 2022. And the question is, what are we going to do with them? So I'd love to dive into the topic where we were really setting the stage at the retreat, where you titled it All the Gold Already in the Mine. And this is the beautiful thing about this topic, is that it's nothing new. We don't have to go and find it. It already exists. We just have to acknowledge it. We have to account for it and then prioritize where to put our time, energy, and attention in order to be able to manifest and create such goodness that can come from it, not only in patients' health, you know, but for us in particular. And so I'm just going to give the list real quick. I'm going to turn it over to you, and we're going to get rocking. So there were 9 categories that you came up with: acquisition and application of knowledge, self-worth and value of the beholder, ability to make all assets worth more, embracing being the source and creator, love that, relationships and resources of all sorts, the power of time through leverage, personal responsibility and self-reliance, some of my favorite, of course, money math and limitless thinking, prosperity attitude creates opportunity. Whew, like, enough said. Scott, take it away.
Well, listen, Kevin, it's amazing. I guess I can say that since it's our list, but, you know, what I love about this, and I think the reason we talked about the theme of the gold, first of all, you know, it has real value versus a lot of other fake things. But everybody loves to go looking for greener grass instead of, you know, mine the acres of diamonds, is a famous one that you and I know of what's around us and in us. And I think that it begins first and foremost by being a completely different mindset that you are going to embrace, appreciate, be grateful for what assets you have. And before I hit a couple of this, I'm going to get to have literally a podcast on any one of these topics, and we'd run out of time on each of them. So I would just start by saying, you know, Kevin, it's one of the things that we're famous for, of beginning every meeting, call, engagement with a focus on the positive, a focus on what is, not what isn't. And I got to tell you, that by itself is just a paradigm shift, that you find so much more prosperity, you create so much more opportunity, you're happier, you're nicer, you know. But at the end of the day, it's that belief that you do have what you need, you know, to be successful, and it's not something that's elusive. It's very easy to get on a slippery slope of constantly making excuses instead of just owning it. So today we own the gold, you know, within, as you said. Now, you know, look, I'll just mention a couple things that come to my mind when I knew you were going to do this topic and you laid out the list. And I really would start first with the whole self-worth piece, because, you know, all value is in the eye of the beholder, as they say, and specifically to oneself. So often we say, you know, no one will value you more than you value you. And you know, the losers, they might say this is egotistical, or this is arrogant, or it's whatever. But and again, it's all excuse. Any negative feeling is an excuse for not taking personal responsibility. So the fact of the matter is, no one can place more value upon something than the person who, you know, creates the value in the first place. So you think about patience. You think about education of health. You think about making something time sensitive, urgent, whatever word. You think simply about the excitement factor and the desire to see someone achieve a benefit or an outcome. Like, no patient is going to value any of that more than we do, because supposedly we're the experts, we're the source. Certainly, the dentistry didn't exist until they walked in the practice. They, in their minds, may have been suffering from some things, but they were living just fine without whatever it is you're now recommending to them. So our value has to be, you know, over the top. And I think so often people don't go to work on that enough, and then they're too busy trying to just do, you know, I say tips and tricks, you know, systems and protocols. Like, everybody wants the next thing to do instead of realizing that we can do all the shit. We can do 10 times more. And it might make a marginal difference, but it's never going to make as dramatic of a difference as if you just simply built up more self-worth and value. And by doing that, you have a different aura, a different confidence, a different energy. And so that to me is, you know, is so vital. And I mean, it ties into every other one, but I think of the embracing being the source and creator. You know, we're certainly not talking about, you know, godly, okay, or godlike. It's not talking about that. Of course, I don't really know. I'm not a master of the Bible. Kevin could correct me, but there's a famous saying that says God helps those that help themselves, which is the same damn thing. It's the same thing, is that embracing responsibility for being in control and the source and creator of whatever it is you want, whatever it is you're trying to do and achieve. And it's the same deal, Kevin, where, you know, everybody wants new and different patients. instead of just figuring out ways to make the ones you've got better and more valuable. And we seem to want to pass off even dental decisions. We hear it all the time. Doctors will say, I'm going to tell you what's going on and let you make up, you know, your mind and make a decision. Or we'll hear, well, it's your health, so whatever you want to do. I mean, and these are all dumb things, you know, to say. They're all excuses. Now, people don't like to be called out with them because they think they're doing people favors. We're trying to be nice to the patient. We don't want to be seen as selling. You say, well, you know, I'd rather sell the shit out of dentistry than have a bunch of unhealthy patients constantly telling me no. You know, it's just all a matter of perspective. And that's the same with this gold. So, the things I just talked about, you are responsible for and in control of your own self-worth. Nothing around you will be worth anything until you make yourself more valuable. First, in mindset, in belief, but then in reality. You also then have to be the responsible party for creating opportunity, for finding the gold, for nurturing and cultivating as the source and creator. And then you have to apply that to take more ownership over not just yours, but other people's decisions and actions so that you can have more influence and control over outcomes. And in all of that, everything I just said, is all just laying around you. It's the mind that exists. The difference is not finding somewhere else the mind. It's called being a better miner. It's called looking for the gold that's laying around you. And then connecting those two things together to simply being more methodical and deliberate about it. So, you know, I'll stop there. Kevin, I'll let you in, and then we'll talk a little bit about this whole knowledge thing. And, you know, I picked on a couple others, I guess, now that I see them down the list. And we'll talk about the limitless thinking piece.
Yeah, I love it. And there's so much. We could literally stop right there 14 minutes into this deal, and there would be plenty for people to have a wonderful discussion on and draw some things out of it. And I want to highlight on a few things. The first one here is you were talking about ego. And it's interesting because I'm a big fan of talking about ego. And there's a balance here. Because in most cases, everybody thinks ego is a bad thing. Let's face it, if you want to achieve something extraordinary, you have to have a bit of an ego in order to, like, you know, have the courage to go for it and to do things that most others won't. And so ego is needed for achievement. The key is to make sure that the ego doesn't get out of control to get to arrogance, because nobody likes arrogance. In fact, arrogance is like one of the most repelling, negative kind of things that are out there, because nobody wants to participate in that. It's just not attractive. It's not exciting. It's not something you want to be part of. So please keep that in mind. And that's where, like, digging into the meaning of words is so important, and not just casually using them, but being super mindful of them is so important. And the other thing that you were mentioning there in conjunction is like this is the excitement that we have for our patients. And I want to be clear on this, because I think sometimes we, again, you know, like, we hear it, but we're not really digging into it. We don't want to get excited about the treatment. We want to get excited for the outcome the patient will achieve and experience by committing to the treatment, by committing to follow through, because that's where the value is, the value in the outcome for the patients. If we're excited for that, then we can draw up an equal level of excitement in the value of the outcome with the patient. And so I want people to be super clear on that and not take that for granted, because I believe a lot of times we get so focused on the treatment, and you guys know we love to call it the pathway to health, another way to describe it, and it's different and it's unique. We're creating our own language. People really buy into that kind of stuff. So that's a big deal there. And then, Scott, as you went into the next, that next topic of embracing being the source and the creator, well, think of this. I just wrote down three things here. Embrace being the source and creator of excitement. Embrace being the source and creator of belief. Belief that they're in the place that they can finally get their problems fixed once and for all. Because belief establishes the platform for trust. Trust establishes the platform for commitment and follow through. And then, you know, my final thing that I wrote there was what we were just talking about, which is embrace being the source and creator of value. When you combine all of that together, that's really where the magic happens. And then if we take it just one step further, you don't ever have to feel like you're selling ever again if you're the source and the creator of excitement, belief, and value, because guess what you all are? If you're committed to being truth tellers, and I'm talking about the whole truth and nothing but the truth, not just picking and choosing and this and that and the other and judging patients and, well, I just got a feeling. No, here's the deal. Here's everything going on. And by the way, here's also what's possible. Let's talk about this because this is exciting. Want to know why? Because you deserve it, patient. You deserve all of this. So let's talk about how we can make that happen. And then you never have to worry about being a salesperson, being perceived as a salesperson, being perceived as being pushy, manipulative, or any of that kind of stuff, because a truth teller is exactly what it is, a truth teller. And my final point here, and this is to our doctor leaders, it is so important you cast the vision of this on a regular basis as often as possible. Create the environment for your team to take risks, to know that if they push the envelope to create the value, to create the excitement, that every once in a while we're going to ruffle some feathers and get a patient upset about it. Well, guess what? Not our problem. They walked in with their problems. We're just trying to be the ones to fix it, as well as to create what's possible beyond just fixing the basic fundamentals of their mouth and their function. Like, that should be, like, I mean, waking up every day being super pumped about that. And that's the responsibility as a leader to make sure that that environment exists, that it is refreshed, renewed, so that everybody can be pumped up to be able to be truth tellers to all these patients who are blessed to come into your pathway and to be able to make a connection with all of you. That's when exciting things happen in dentistry.
Wow. Well, that's at least a bucket full of gold right there. So, if not, a wheelbarrow. Well, listen, Kevin, thank you for all that sharing and especially the passion that you bring to the words. And, you know, you elicit confidence and instill confidence in everybody. So, I want to move from what you just said to kind of shifting that into this idea of, well, you know, we talk a lot about, and I mean, it's every day, but certainly every quarter with our wealth group, it's all about just abundance and the mentality that there's more than enough, right? It's everywhere. It exists everywhere, this opportunity to help patients. And your point of getting excited about the outcome and not focused on the dentistry. You focus on prices and procedures, you can get problem patients, right? You focus on benefits, outcomes, you know, life-changing dentistry, and by golly, you get a bunch of raving fans that bring their friends. And that's a whole different mentality. So I think, Kevin, just everyone tends to make it so complicated and difficult. What's very simple. And I think sometimes it's the big goals, it's, you know, the twice what they once were in a month, the even maybe days that they think about what was and now what is and what they want to be. And we get all rolled up into these figures. And I got to tell you, the money math and the formula of the day, the scheduling, value-based, it is so easy. It's so easy. If you just break it down and you think about a daily goal, like you can't imagine not achieving a daily goal because the amount of dentistry needed is so little. Any given daily goal. And really there's two challenges. One is that they're trying to get there in too small steps. That usually means fillings, composite stuff. It often is insurance, onesie, twosie units, even quadrants that are, you know, not really quadrants, just disguised as an area of the mouth, but not a lot of work to do. Instead of opening the mind to limitless thinking and seeing, I mean, like actually visualizing the goals coming together differently. And it's just, it's getting over this idea that it feels bad to think about dollars and cents, but it's just real life. And so if I'm going to figure out the score that's needed to win the game, everybody would rather do it in touchdowns than field goals, okay? Like, we'd rather load the bases up and hit it over the fence than to bunt our way around. And so, like, why is that such a bad thing to talk about? So, now, in the morning huddle, it's got to be so freaking tangible and real. And somebody's got to take ownership. It ought to be everybody, but somebody has got to be able to say, here's our path for victory today, friends. And this is why everybody's very seldom has a diagnostic problem. Now, they could all double their diagnosis. Everybody listening today, everybody could double their diagnosis. And for our specialists out there, they could double their new patients by, you know, getting every patient to schedule their spouse before they leave. Like, it just isn't complicated. We make it complicated because we are fearful. We run away from just the executions of the victory. And we get caught up in playing the game instead of winning the game and just going for the gold, to keep the analogy alive. And so it's going to take a hell of a lot of gold dust to tip the scales versus big giant nuggets. Okay. And our bars are better. So like why does this have to be something we shy away from? And to our doctors, we always say the number one most important trait to success, aside from belief, positivity, abundance, and blah, 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 like that's, you know, say your prayers, take your vitamins, get your ass out of bed, like basic shit. Okay, the most important one is immunity to criticism. Okay? So, like, this is a random aside, but so, like, immune system. Proactive. So I take echinacea every day. Not when I feel badly. Right? I load up on all the stuff proactively. So proactively, you have to be immune to criticism in advance of getting it. When you do get it, you don't, like, it's water off a duck's back. And so if you have that in your mind and you understand you're helping patients, then why would you stop at anything to make 100% sure you're going to achieve this goal today? And that is what is the money math, the limitless thinking, the prosperity attitude creates and manifests opportunity. It, like, actually does. And so this goes, Kevin, to the other points in here about maximizing assets in the form of patients, in the form of diagnosis, in the form of technology. It goes to making the most out of every relationship. because that shows love and generosity and value. To leave treatment in the mouth is to do a patient a disservice. To leave dollars not discussed is its own form of negligence and disrespect. I'm going to pause because we're going to be out of time. We don't have time, but I would love to touch on this acquisition, application, and knowledge. That might be a beautiful thing for next month, okay, with this whole appreciation piece of Thanksgiving. But Kevin, I'll let you wrap us up here and roll through all of that.
Yeah, I love it, and it's a great idea, Scott, because I would like to do justice to this list. There's so much power and opportunity here, and I do believe getting at it next month would be great. So the couple things just to support what you said. The first thing is with this whole money math and limitless thinking thing. I was on a call with a practice. I just love being with these people. Great energy, great enthusiasm. They have belief, and they're putting the work into it. And they told me, they said, Kevin, we got to share a victory. I said, listen, I love the victories. Tell me the victories. And they said, well, I want you to know that we did it. We got rid of 30% of our patient base who were insurance-minded people. And do you know what happened, Kevin? Of course, I know what the answer was going to be about it. I said, what happened? Tell me. I can't wait to hear it. Biggest year ever. And we just laughed about it. And because it's like, that's what matters. You want to talk about value? They built up the belief that it's possible. They went for it, put it into motion, and guess what? They received the value that they believed. And that's the key to it. 30% of the people gone, yet had their biggest year ever. Like, it was just incredible. And then the final point, because we're running up on the clock here, is, you know, this comment that you made about immunity to criticism. I was just, like, two hours ago, on a call with a team, and we were talking about how someone had this fear that a patient would literally get up out of the chair and walk out because of circumstances. And basically the circumstances were, they told them the truth, it was a little overwhelming, and, you know, they freaked out and whatever, and they, like, literally walked out of the practice in the middle of an appointment. And so we kind of chuckled about that because I said to him, I said this. I said, if we don't have a patient getting up out of a chair and walking out because they're all upset about what you just told them, then we're not doing enough. Because when you tell people the truth, it's going to be shocking. And there's going to be some people who can't handle it. If no one's walking out the door, we sure aren't doing much of anything then at that point in time, because who's going to walk out the door when you told them they need one crown? Or one filling, or whatever the case is going to be. And the joke I made to him is, I say, you know, there's people who come to me and say, oh, Kevin, you know, we already closed 90-95% of all the treatment we present. And I say, oh, well, you know, congratulations. That's super exciting, the whole deal. And, of course, when you dig into it, well, it's no wonder, because they're basically only presenting what the insurance is going to cover. And if you can't do that, you should get out of the industry. I want people who are only closing 35-40% of everything that they're presenting. Guess what? Because it's not only are they telling the truth about the problems, but they're incorporating in the prevention piece, the possibility piece. And so they're talking about bigger opportunities. Thus, we're not going to be as successful with those because those take time to develop. And so it's all about perspective. And you've got to be immune to criticism to do those kind of things. And it goes back to the point that I made earlier. If you're a truth teller, you don't ever have to worry about selling because all you're doing is presenting the facts. So I'm going to stop there. We could continue on. We will next month. Scott, final word from you.
I love it, Kevin. No final words. We're never done talking, baby. Thanks so much. And I hope we just scared a shit out of everybody for Halloween and made them get all fired up and excited. And they stop letting the world trick your mind and start getting out there and treating more patients. So thanks for everything, and I look forward to it again. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me. I hope that all of you are excited after listening to this and have more belief than ever before. So thanks for listening on the latest edition of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast. Keep up the great work, everyone. 80 days, 80. Let's make them all count. Talk to you next month.